The opinions expressed on this edition of Pensacola Expert Panel are not necessarily those of News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the opinions of the sponsor, Claimology, with host Matthew Vandeford.
Hey, News Radio 92.3. Sorry about three or four songs being played on you on top of ones. They've changed everything in the studio on me here. My name is Jake Walker. It is Pensacola's expert panel this morning. We are talking to all the experts here in Pensacola on this show. Thank you for joining us. The text number, if you have questions, 850-437-1620. Joining me this morning, Matthew Vandeford from Claimology. Go to claimology.com. That's claim, O-L-O-G-Y. .com. Let's talk insurance. The one thing about being an adult is you have fun things that you have to deal with. And one of those is you might have to make an insurance claim sometime in your life. And it's not easy. It can be one of the most stressful things you've ever had to do. So that's I'm taking it. That's why you're here to help us, right?
We try to help you. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So yeah, thank you very much for having us on. Yeah. And yeah, if anyone has any questions, yeah, you can reach out to us here at the station, shoot a text in or give us a call, 850-437-1620. We're more than happy to answer any questions that you may have. Anything about your policy, we don't sell insurance. So I've got no dog in the fight to give you some information about what's going on with your policy. Our intent is to help you understand what your policy covers so that way you can be a more informed Floridian, a more informed policyholder. Whether you hear us out in the ethers on the internet, you never know where we're going to be. So when we're hearing this, so the most important thing is to have a lot of understanding and education. I wish insurance is something that they taught as like a remedial course, like when you're younger, about what things have to, the things that you have to do when you're adulting, right? I mean, they teach you the basics, which is good.
I mean, some of the things they taught us in school, I'm still going back and going, you know, learning how to balance my checkbook would have been much more beneficial than that, you know? So yeah, definitely how insurance works could be a whole, you know, like at least a semester of conversation, right?
See, it's funny, when we were younger, we had a home ec class. Mm. Like you like learned how to sew, you learned how to cook and things like that.
Yeah.
Like, where's like the banking 101? Mm-hmm. Where's like the finance? Like, this could be wrapped up into a finance, like a finance 101 course, like
right.
Understanding your policy, a very simple thing for people to understand. You don't really have to get into the weeds, but it's really important, especially now in today's market in Florida. And I would say across the United States that policies are changing very dramatically. Mm-hmm. Insurance companies are moving more towards segregating the endorsement, segregating loss and damages to even more defined sections in the policies, which means typically your premiums are escalating in the state of Florida, which they are. I just was on the phone with somebody the other day. They're like, man, we got hit with $2,000 and they've never filed a claim. And their rate just went up again. And this is a small insurance carrier in the state of Florida. And I'm not here to bash insurance. I try to talk about this. I like the idea of insurance.
Right.
It is a communal concept. It's really like, hey, we're all pitching in together into a pool to lessen the risk for everybody. Because listen, for the amount of premium that you're putting in, maybe you're paying $5,000 for the year. If you have a house fire, that could be $300,000 to $500,000, depending upon where you're at, depending upon where, and that's just the structure. It's not even including your content. So you figure the $5,000 exchange for the potential $500,000 return in the event of fire is a pretty good investment if you're going to think about it that way. Mm-hmm. But the reality is that, unfortunately, with the way the policies are changing, most times there's limiting endorsements that are really, really hindering a recovery, specifically when it comes to water damage exposures for Floridians. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, if you have a hurricane, most of the laws and the policies like, hey, we're going to cover you for the hurricane, cover you for the major loss for fire.
Mm-hmm.
Those are really the main things that you really have to look out for.
Right.
Fire and wind and the pipe break in your house.
Yep. And when you say endorsements, you just mean like restrictions or changes? Because I know when I make an endorsement, you know, quote unquote endorsement to my policy, I'm making a change on my end. Right. So when you say endorsements, you mean kind of the same, but you're meaning more like a restriction that they're putting on your policy.
It could be a restriction. Most oftentimes endorsements are restrictions, but or it could be an expansion. You could be buying an endorsement, an additional coverage. So there's an endorsement on there. So one of those things that probably most Floridians are familiar with is like your mold endorsement. That's not really standard on your policy, but it comes like, hey, we're going to cover you. Well, let me back that up. Mold was a covered thing, just standard under the policy. And so insurance companies became exposed for major losses because of mold damage. They're like, hey, listen, we don't want to pay for that because what we're going to do is we're going to limit our exposure. And typically now it's $10,000 per event. Sometimes it's more depending upon your policy. Sometimes it can be up to $50,000 per event, but usually it's 10 at the minimum. And what that does is, and then there's specific language saying, hey, we're only going to cover you for this amount of money for this particular type of loss, regardless. So if you've got a $10,000 limit on your endorsement and you get a bill for $15,000, you just owe the other five.
And when, you know, you say mold, that's got to be a really big issue here in our area just because of the level of moisture and humidity, right? So, you know, is it much more expensive to get that kind of coverage here as opposed to somewhere, you know, up, you know, north?
Well, coverage is very, it depends on state. It depends on the state. So you can get the type of mold coverage in different states, but again, every market is different. So every insurance is going to be priced differently. Like here, Floridians are experiencing a huge increase. Like this used to be a pretty average when it came to property insurance. It wasn't really over the top. Now, since I'm going to say the last 2.5 years, there's been a dramatic shift. People have pulled out, people went bankrupt, and then all of a sudden the premiums went through the roof. People are seeing it change dramatically. And Californians are going to start to see that pretty soon too as well.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, definitely. We haven't even begun to even think about that kind of situation. If you've got questions, please let us know. 437-1620. I got Matthew Vanderford in here from Claimology. Go to claimology.com. If you have insurance questions, if you have to make a claim, one thing I want to get to right away is, and I hear this from a lot of people, they're scared to death to make a claim because they think as soon as I make a claim, they're going to drop me, the rates are going to go through the roof, and then I'm never going to be able to get insured again.
Okay. I'm so glad you brought that up.
Because, scorched earth. Yeah.
No, that's super, super good because let's talk about that. All right. Number one, you'll always be able to get new insurance. Your insurance company, if you're with one, someone's going to pick you up. And there's actually, the benefit is this, like if nobody picks you up, your mortgage company has to give you insurance. Like you're never going to be non-insured. If you have a mortgage on it, like and honestly, it's called a forced place policy. It doesn't afford you the same type of coverage that a traditional policy does. Like take, for example, you have four different types of coverages, basic coverages under your policy. You have what's called A, B, C, and D. A is your dwelling. B is your other structures like your shed out back, right? Or a guest house out back or a detached garage. C is what's called your personal contents. That's all the stuff if you pick your house and flip it upside down and shake it. That's all the stuff that's going to come out, your TVs and things like this. Then you have D, which is called additional living expense. Additional living expense is really important because if you get displaced, if you have a hurricane or something happens or a fire or your pipe breaks in your kitchen and you can't use your kitchen, you say, hey, I got to live in a hotel. You know, that's called additional living expense. So on a traditional policy, you have those particular types of coverage and mold typically is a mold endorsement on there. That's a fifth kind of policy coverage. But when it's called a forced place policy, sometimes mold's not covered and your other, your contents are not covered. So at C, your C coverage isn't there. And D, fair rental value, your or additional living expense is not covered. So you have the main structure, A, and your B, your detached structures. Those are covered under a forced place policy. But guess what? That's really the main issue. Everything else, like your contents, you really want to, listen, it'd be nice to have them back again. But if they're not there, you want your home put back together again. That's for sure.
Definitely. So... Flood, like when I think about insurance, I remember I worked at a independent agency just for a very short time selling insurance, and I was horrible at it, but just not good on the phone. But people were always like, well, do I have to have separate flood insurance? Why can't I just get one policy with flood and wind and everything all on one? How is that? Is that still the same case? Do we still have to have separate flood?
So flood is totally separate. Flood is in a different market, different category. So that way it's you don't have to get flood insurance unless you're particular zoned for it. Then you're going to need the insurance in a particular flood zone because you might not get a mortgage for it. You have to get these different things. But if you're not in a flood zone, you don't have to have it. But I highly recommend it, especially in Florida, because you get so much rain all the time. You never know. And flood is determined as rising groundwater. Okay. That's it. I mean, if it's coming from the sky and it comes down through your roof, that's under your standard policy.
Different.
It's coming up from the ground, like from the ocean, from a broken seawall, things like that.
So like if the wind is the main culprit and it rips a hole in your roof and then you have all this water damage, that's not flood, that's wind. So that'll be covered under your main policy. But if it's like if the ocean, you know, if we just get a massive wave and it just floods Pensacola, that's the other policy. So relating to that, I have a question here on our text line, 437-1620. These people live in a 60s era 5,000 square foot block wall house on Pensacola Beach. It's not elevated. They have no history of a flood insurance claim, so they were able to get private flood insurance from Neptune for $8,500 a year, which, okay. It's likely that the next significant hurricane will sustain major flood damage here. Did they make a mistake by not insuring through the National Flood Program and going private?
Well, I'm not going to say it's a mistake. It depends upon, number one, what's available for you. It depends upon what is available for you. If there is another product that you're able to take a look at, and these are just products that they call them products in the insurance world, if there is another product available for you, because even if you're paying the $8,500 in your premium, you are going to have a limit on the flood policy of what they will pay out for. There's going to be a limit on there. So if you're able to find cheaper insurance, cheaper flood insurance, go do it. Because in all honesty, it's all pretty much backed by the same thing. It's backed by FEMA, you know? And so you're going to, even if you have to write your own and you have your own standard policy, you have, even if it's going to be through the FEMA, everything's backed. So the most important thing is, are you able to get a good rate for the coverage? Because when it comes down to flood insurance, you're gonna wish you had it when an event happens. And again, these policies are very, very, very basic. You're not covered like the way your standard homeowner's policy is. I mean, you're gonna have basic things for remediation, your flooring, your wall. They don't, like, take for example in your homeowner's policy, if you have a water damage that breaks your lower cabinets, the homeowner's policies will take care of what's called matching in the state of Florida. They'll take care of your uppers and your lowers and things like that to make it match. And for a flood policy, they don't. It's specifically what's touched by the water, what's damaged by the water. And so even things that are named in the policy, like take, for example, plumbing, if that's exposed to salt water, that's now damaged. It's corroded, it's there.
Right.
And that's a very strong case, but they don't want to cover that either. So plumbing and electrical, they really try to stay away from that. Like if your electrical gets exposed to it, man, they're going to fight you on that. It's just the nature of it. They're talking about drywall, basic things, your structure, maybe some cleaning that's involved.
That's why you need Claimology. Go to Claimology.com. I got Matthew in the studio this morning. We've got David on the line with a question. David, are you with us?
Yes. Good morning, Matthew. I'm enjoying your informative show. How are you today?
Doing great. Thanks, David. How are you? Thanks for calling in.
I'm pretty good. Now, you're being very charitable and kind and diplomatic with insurance companies, and I would agree with you. The overall scheme of it or thought process in forming it is really good. You know, it's like, hey, let's all get together and everybody pay in, and then if one of us gets really damaged, it won't be that big of a deal, you know. So in theory, it is great, but I'll just cut right to the chase. I can't stand insurance companies. I think they're the biggest legal racket in the world. And even when they lose, they don't lose. And I've had problems with them. I've had them go bankrupt on me after I'd paid for a full policy, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, with that off my chest, let me get to my question. So I have a home in the Florida Panhandle, and it's on top of a pretty tall hill, okay? There's no flood. And I know, yeah, it's always good, but I'm telling you, it is way on top of a big hill. It's not going to flood. Never, 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 never. But so this is what the insurance companies are doing now, and I don't think I'm the only one that's had this happen to me. I have to get the Citizens windstorm insurance because, you know, the Florida Panhandle has been bad for hurricanes, and most private insurers just they won't insure me, you know, so I have to do that. So to get my Citizens insurance, which I've done for years and not had a problem with, but here about 2 or 3 years ago, Citizens came up with the real little devious device, and see if you've heard of this before. They send me a letter saying, we notice you have Citizens Windstorm. Well, in your area, in order to continue having Citizens Windstorm, you must get flood insurance. Whether you want it, whether you need it, it doesn't matter. And if you do not get flood insurance and provide us with proof of that flood insurance, your policy will be non-renewed. So I ended up getting flood insurance, you know, and it's not too much. It's about $700 a year, but that's $700 a year that's just being fed to the insurance companies with no possible claim ever coming from a flood where I live. So have you seen that happen in other cases? And do you know if there's any way around that? Because I really feel like it's unfair.
Yeah,
thank you, David.
Yeah, thank you, David, very much for that call. And so, for anybody else that's kind of tuned in right now, listening to this, David's concern was basically, hey, listen, I've got a property that I've never had flood insurance. I've got a specific windstorm policy through the state carrier. The Citizens is a state-funded, state-run insurance carrier, and so they're saying, hey, in order to keep this policy active, you need to go ahead and get this flood insurance, even though you've never had a flood or had history of flood or anything of that nature. And that does seem very unfair. It's like, hey, this should be a choice, right? Now I'm being forced to do this. There is a workaround. The workaround is, number one, let's see if there's other insurance policies that'll pick you up. Because number one, I mean, there's a lot of limiting factors sometimes, depending upon the type of home, the age of the home, how it's constructed might limit like the type of insurance. Like you might have aluminum wiring in your house here in the state of Florida. That's an old Florida building methodology. They don't really use that anymore. But some of those things limit the type of insurance you have. So depending upon your home, my thought is, hey, let's shop you around. Let's see what other policies are available for you. Maybe you get away from Citizens. Maybe you're able to find a wind policy that's away from Citizens that you don't have to have this flood insurance. So the recommendation is shop around. And that's for everybody in the state of Florida, anybody looking for their insurance company. Your insurance rates, they increase them by like 2% every single year anyways, regardless. You get these increases, 2%. It's like, wait, what's this 2% for? Okay, maybe because the market costs, they go up and things of this nature. Well, then, hey, man, like, sometimes the coverages, like, but they give you the 2% increase, but they reduce your coverages. That's unfortunate. So I would say in your particular case, David, take a look around, see what else is available, contact your agent, start shopping for different insurances, and see what is available for you. Because the reality is, like you said, you are a disgruntled insured in the state of Florida. You're paying a lot for your premiums. You don't feel like you're getting the right coverage, or your company went bankrupt, which 6 or 7 of them did in the last 2.5 years.
Right.
So Citizens absorbed everybody.
Yeah.
They absorbed everybody, and they're kicking them all out to other insurance carriers. Mm-hmm. And then what ends up happening is that we get cases like it is. It's utopian. I try to be diplomatic in this because, you know what? I work with the insurance companies to try to reach fair settlement agreements. However, we have times where we're representing insured when they have clear damage, shingles ripped up, damaged, done from hurricanes, water coming into the house, and adjusters will call and they'll read a denial letter, and you're just like, wait, are we talking about the same house? This just happened. I think I might have mentioned it a couple other times in the air, but this just happened literally maybe about a month and a half ago. The inside examiner calls me and they're like, hey, we're going to deny the claim. I said, okay, please explain. And I'm kind of chuckling. I'm like, all right, this is crazy. What's going on here? They read the letter and they say, number one, there wasn't a wind-created opening in the roof. I'm like, wait, let me pause you. I let the guy read the whole letter, and then I just had to pause. Let me pause you real quick. I don't know if we're looking at the same house. Maybe you got your files mixed up. I was like, that's what I wanted to air. I was like, maybe, are you looking at is it the same address?
Different Matthew.
Yeah, like maybe this is the wrong property. And he's like, no, this is the right one. This is the address. This is the insured. I was like, you got the right report? I'm like, are we looking? Like, I've sent you 100 photos of damaged roof and water interior damage of shingles. He's like, we're going to stand by our denial.
Wow.
And so the insurance companies have really done a very effective job in the state of Florida in the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. Of lobbying your state representatives and your congressperson to pass laws that adversely affect you Floridians. And listen, I got to say that. That's the truth.
Right.
The truth of the matter is there was millions of dollars spent by the insurance lobby industry to adversely affect Floridians and change laws that affect how claims get settled. And the reason why I say that to make people understand is that you have the power to reach out to your legislation branch, your congressman, your representative, and say, hey, what in the holy bleepity bleep are you doing? Mm-hmm. In a nice, polite way.
Right.
You don't want to do that because we'll throw that letter away.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
But you need to pepper. Everyone in the state of Florida needs to call their local representative and say, hey, mm-hmm. you need to change these laws. You need to put something on the books that say, hey, you need to make it mandatory in the policies that appraisal is mandatory. That means it's an alternative dispute resolution. If mediation is mandatory, appraisal should also be mandatory in the insurance policy. And I think that's extremely important. I think there's some things that Floridians need to get together behind. If there's enough voices and enough power, you can do some good for yourselves.
Claimology.com is the website. Claims@claimology.com. If you want to send them an email, if you've got a long question, maybe some things you want to show them, definitely send them an email, claims@claimology.com. Check them out on Facebook. I got Matthew Vanderford in the studio this morning. Judging from the text, a lot of people feel the way David did. They're very disgruntled. They think it's a shameful racket. You know, they're just not into that. But you mentioned earlier about appraisals and things like that. Let's talk about that real quick before we got about 3 minutes. What can people do to prepare themselves when it comes to, you know, I might have to make a claim on my house? What can they do way ahead of anything ever happening to make sure that they're in a good spot when it does happen?
Call us. Mm. Reach out to Claimology. We'll come out and do a pre-evaluation for your home. Very similar. Also have licensed as a home inspector too as well. So it's very similar. So we carry a lot of licenses for home inspections. So credentials. So one of the things that we're able to do, which we do for local Floridians, is that we'll come out there and do a pre-inspection evaluation. Look at your home, look at your plumbing, look at your roofing system, look at your electrical work, and give you a full write-up. This is the report. This is the health and the condition of the home. This is what it is. So pre-event, you have that. So in the event something does happen, we're able to say, hey, 3 months ago, we had an inspection done. There was no damage. Here's the photos. Now when the insurance company says, oh, this is wear and tear or this isn't mm-hmm. covered, we can say, no, no, no. We just had it. We had an inspection done. These are some of the things that we're able to do is for Floridians through Claimology. Reach out to us if you have a question and you want to get prepared way ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. And there's, you know, of course, with hurricanes here in this area, there's always deadlines. There's, you know, things you have to do in order to have your claim even considered. So definitely, of course, the Hurricane Helene claim deadline is coming up in, 15 days? So check out Claimology.com for all that information. And you handle California and Florida. Wow, you picked a couple doozies there, didn't you?
Yeah. I like.
Wow.
Yeah, Florida's been home for a while, but California's been hit pretty hard, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
That's another show for another time, I'm sure. But but if you're here in the Panhandle, you've got questions, I'm sure you do. If you feel the way David and Michael and all these other people texting in do, call Claimology, and they can help you in this process. Claimology.com or send them an email, claims@claimology.com. Matthew Vanderford, thank you so much for the work that you do, because in this area, you know, when things happen, that's the worst time to have to figure everything out is when everything is already damaged.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So get on it early, call them, and they can do that pre-evaluation. Yeah, there we go. There's our time. Thank you so much, Matthew. It was great to meet you.
Thanks for having me on.
Yep. Claimology.com, claims@claimology.com. 888-774-7557. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am Jake Walker. So happy to be here with you today. We will be right back with Stephanie from Emerald Coast Coins. Yay! Be right back. Don't go anywhere. Thank you so much.